Andy Shore, who's a member of the Ingham County Board of Commissioners. Andy, how are you?
I'm doing well. Good morning.
Andy's also running from a four state representative. It's heavy campaign time now. How's the campaign going?
It's going really well, really well. It is heavy campaigning time. You know, there's 15 days left till the election. I hope everyone will get out and vote on August 7th, and, you know, vote for me would be nice.
Andy, if you were currently a state representative, what would you tell those Republicans who are refusing to deal with Obamacare in regards to coming up with a plan for the state of Michigan?
Well, I think we need to get going on the health exchange. We don't want the feds to come in and tell us what it's going to look like. You know, we need to create our own for Michigan. I don't think anybody wants the federal government to come in and say this is how it's going to be. And if we wait until Election Day, which is what the Attorney General and the Republicans want to do, that could be too late. By November 16th is what I was told is the deadline. So, you know, I think we need to do it now, and I hope the governor accepts the expanded Medicaid funding, which, you know, will make the whole thing possible.
So if we don't meet that deadline for Michigan's plan, what's that mean?
Well, I was told last week that the governor actually can and is negotiating with the federal government to create some kind of a hybrid plan where we do have the ability to change and adjust. So it seems the governor is going around the legislature by negotiating with the feds directly. And to me, that's the legislature just abdicating their authority to the governor. And it's not a smart move in my opinion.
Well, he's waiting to get going. As a matter of fact, last year he was trying to get the House going on this.
Right, right. Well, the Senate, yeah, he proposed the exchange last year, which is like they call it a travelocity. It's a menu of options for insurance. The Senate passed it last year and took heat from the Tea Party folks. The House refused to pass it. So yeah, the governor's been pushing the legislature to do it. He seems to understand that that Michigan needs to have our own and it shouldn't rely on just the feds, but you know, the leadership in the House of Representatives doesn't seem to agree with the governor on that one.
Let's talk about the Ingham County 911 Center, which serves more than 250,000 folks. There are some concerns, especially if you listen to union representatives and workers about that center. Tell us what you think.
Well, I heard the interview on Friday. And there were, you know, a lot of things stated, and, you know, I've had the chance to talk to staff. We actually haven't had anything come to the County Board of Commissioners. We haven't had anyone from the union. We haven't had anybody come to us to talk to us about this, but I did hear the interview on your program, so I appreciate that. And there, you know, there are definitely some glitches in the system in terms of we have a brand new system up and running, but the protocols all worked. All the backups worked. We had for about an hour on July 15th, we were having calls come in that they couldn't answer at the center. The information was on the screens, but they couldn't answer it. So, you know, at first they were taking down the phone numbers that were coming in and calling the people back immediately to get, you know, the information for the emergency. But as soon as they realized there was a problem, they flipped the switch to the backup and the calls went to Eaton and Livingston counties until we got ours back up and running. And like I said, it was about an hour. The director specifically said that no calls for service were missed. The backup plans were activated. They worked as they were supposed to. And the staff, which is experienced, they worked perfect during this period. So, yeah, there was a glitch. You know, the representative was right on Friday. It was a glitch. It shouldn't have happened. And we're going to figure out why. But this is new state-of-the-art equipment just activated. You know, unfortunately, you're going to have, you know, growing pain here or there, but the protocols worked perfectly.
Thanks, Andy.